Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And it's my chance each week to bring songs I think are special and occasionally put in something odd, or reading a story or a recording from my life. And I call those odd things Wombats. And tonight's another one of those all Wombat shows. I had a show a month or two ago where I played songs and music from my experience with the New York City Folk Music Club. And this is show two of that. So this will all be music from either recorded on weekends, weeks, or perhaps professional recordings of artists who I got to know through the Pine Woods Club, going and hear them perform. So it's going to be a Pine Woods story. But we start off with a story. In the 60s, late 60s, a number of people from New York City met at a camp up near Plymouth, Massachusetts, in the woods on a lake called Pine Woods Camp. And they recognized that they all had similar interests and were all from the New York City area. They decided to form a club, which they did, the New York City Folk Music Society, and its nickname was Pine Woods. So, when I moved to New York in 1970, I eventually got hooked up with the New York City Pine Woods Folk Music Club in 1974, and then in 1977 became an active member and was active for 30 years. So everything in this show tonight is from my experience in that club. Either I recorded it live, or these are some artists that I got to know through the club. And the first song is John Roberts and Tony Barron, who were on a number of weeks I were there. They were the performers, among the performers. And this is Oak and Ash and Thorn. They're both British, and the song is very British.
Of all the trees that grow so fair, old England to adorn, great to run on beneath the sun, than oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever Aeneas began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home, when Brut was an outlaw man. And Thorn of the Down saw new Troy town, from which was Londoner born. Witness here by the ancient try of Oak and Ash and Thorn. Sing Oak and Ash and Thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in Oak and Ash and Thorn. You that is old in churchyard mould, he breedeth a mighty bow. Alder for shoes do wise men choose, and beech for cups also. But when you have killed and your bowl it is spilled, and your shoes are clean outworn, back you must speed for all that you need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Elm, she hates mankind and waits till every gust be laid, to drop a limb on the head of him that anyway trusts a shade. But whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along neath oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin. But we've been out in the woods all night, a-conjuring summer in. And we bring you good news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south by oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Oh, sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oak and Ash and Thorn by John Roberts and Tony Barron. And the one thing about this camp was that there were only maybe 100, 120 campers at most, and maybe 10 or 15 professional performers. So you got to know them. We ate together. We spent every day together. And you got to know the camp, which was a lot of fun. So I got to know these people. We weren't close friends, but I liked them and enjoyed them. And the same with the next two singers, Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner. Jeff Davis is probably my favorite male singer. And this is one of the songs they sang. And I liked it so much, I learned it and performed it. It's called Coast of Barbary.
There were two ships from old England came. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we. One, she was the Queen of Russia, and the other Prince of Spain. Carousing down along the coast of Barbary. Step aloft, our jolly bosun cried. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we. Look ahead, look astern, look a-weathered and a-lee. And look down along the coast of Barbary. There is no ship ahead, there is no ship astern. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. But there's a lofty ship to windward, and a lofty ship is she. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. Hail, hail that lofty tall ship. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. Are you a man of warsman or a privateer, said he. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. I am not a man of warsman nor a privateer, said he. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. But I'm a jolly pirate seeking firm a fee. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. A broadside, a broadside, along them we did lay. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. Till at length the Queen of Russia shot the pirate's mast away. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. Oh, quarter, the jolly pirate cried. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. Well, the quarter I will give you, I will sink you in the tide. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. So we tied them one by one, and we tied them two by two. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. And we tied them three by three, and we chucked them in the sea. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary.
That was The Coast of Barbary by Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner. One of the early weekends I went on with the Pinewoods Club was a performing couple there, Lynn Hardy and Jay Unger. Both became fairly prominent in the folk scene, at least in our area. And Jay Unger wrote Ashokan Farewell. I went to the Ashokan Fiddle Festival. Anyway, Lynn Hardy wrote this song, Red Velvet Dress, and performed it on that weekend, and I loved it. So this is Red Velvet Dress by Lynn Hardy. That was Red Velvet Dress, performed by its author, Lynn Hardy. A number of the people who came on these weeks and weekends weren't professional performers. They weren't principal, they weren't paid to be there, but some of them were very talented, and some of them made recordings, as the next one. Wally McAnow was probably the best bass in the group. I was a bass, so sometimes I was a little jealous because he would get to sing a part that I would like to have sung. But I had to admit, he was a better bass than me. He did a wonderful job. This is an example. This is called Been in the Storm So Long. It's by three men, Wally McAnow, Bill Destler, and Tom McHenry.
Been in the storm so long. Singing, been in the storm so long. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. Singing. singing, feel like a motherless child. Singing, feel like a motherless child. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. Singing, this is a needy time. Singing, this is a needy time. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. Singing, Lord, I need you now. Singing, Lord, I need you now. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. Singing, been in the storm so long. Singing, been in the storm so long. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray.
Been in the storm so long by Wally Mackinnell, Bill Desler, and Tom McHenry. The next song is by a good friend of mine, Don Wade. Don was a sound engineer and a professor, and he always did the sound for the weekends and the weeks. We always had fantastic sound at the concerts, beautiful amplification. And I knew Don for 30 years, I guess, and he would always sing with us, but he never led songs that I can remember until maybe after 20 years. One of our friends died, and he led a lot of songs, and there was no one left to lead those songs, and Don, who was a good friend of his, began to lead some of them, and this is one of those. It's called The Master of the Sheepfold. Don Wade is leading it, and this is the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus, I call the audience, among whom I was, singing along with Don on the song. And what I like about these recordings is the audience participation makes it so full and takes me back so well to the memory. Don Wade singing Master of the Sheepfold.
Oh, the master guards the sheepfold in, and he wants to know, is his sheep from in? And he's calling, calling, calling softly, softly, calling for them all to come gathering in. Oh, the master of the sheepfold, who guards the sheepfold bin, went out on the wind and rain path where the long night's rain begins. And he said to his hireling shepherd, is my sheep, is they all brung in? And he said to his hireling shepherd, is my sheep, is they all brung in? Oh, the master guards the sheepfold in, and he wants to know, is my sheep brung in? And he's calling for the all coming gathering in.
shepherd answer. There's some that's weak and thin, and some that's got all weathered, and they won't come gathering in. They's lost and good for nothing, but the rest they's all brung in. They's lost and good for nothing, but the rest they's all brung in. Oh, the master of the sheepfold in, and he wants to know if my sheep brung in. And he's out on the wind and rain path where the long night's rain begin. And he let down the bars of the sheepfold, calling soft, come in, come in. And he let down the bars of the sheepfold, calling soft, come in. Wants to know if my sheep brung in, and he's calling, calling, calling softly, softly, calling for them all to come gathering in. Then up from the gloom of the meadow, through the long night's rain and wind, and up from the wind and rain path where the long night's rain begin, come the long lost sheep of the sheepfold. They's all come a gathering in.
Come the long lost sheep of the sheepfold.
That was Don Wade leading The Master of the Sheepfold. One of my favorite performers on the weeks and weekends was a woman named Sheila K. Adams from down near Asheville, Sodom, North Carolina. And she was on at least 3 or 4 weeks that I was at. And I just loved her music. And I learned a number of her songs. So she was a great song leader. And one of the songs she did was Amazing Grace. And this is her recording of her singing it with a bunch of good singers. Amazing Grace by Sheila K. Adams.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see.
'Twas grace that
was great.
Amazing Grace, led by Sheila K. Adams. And it's Wombat time. The next song is me leading the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus with one of my favorite songs, One Day I Will. I learned this from Jeff Davis, who we played earlier, and the audience, the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus, they all knew the song because Jeff had led it many times with us. So I had a chorus built in, and that's my favorite part of these recordings. This is Harry Baia leading the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus, singing One Day I Will. Oh, I want to add that when I got the song from Jeff, it only had two verses, and it was such a wonderful song. So I wrote the last two verses, and I'm pretty happy with them. So half the song is mine, One Day I Will.
I never have seen the face of my Savior, but serving Him has been such a thrill. I never have seen the gates to the city, but one day I will. One day I'll walk on the streets of pure gold, and they tell me that that has never yet been told. I'll be united with my loved ones on Zion. One day I will. From the day I first met Him, He has been all to me. My life with joy He has filled. I'm longing for the day when my eyes shall behold Him. And one day I will. One day. I'll be united with my loved ones on Zion's holy hill. One day I will. My mother, then my father, have gone on before me, and oh, how I miss them still. But my God has told me I will meet them over Jordan. One day I will. One day I'll walk on the streets of your home, and they tell me the path has never yet been told. I'll be united with my loved ones on Zion's holy hill. One day think on those loved ones who once sang beside us and now stand on Zion's high hill. But I know that one day we will again sing together.
One day I will. One day.
Was One Day I Will, sung by Harry Baia and the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia, and I come to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and usually play a collection of folk core music and different kind of stuff from all over that I get from recordings. But tonight is a wombat show. I call the odd things that I put in here that aren't commercial recordings wombats. And a lot of the stuff tonight is wombat. And even the commercial recordings are of people that I got to know through the Pinewoods Folk Music Club. So everything on the show is really a wombat as far as I'm concerned. Next up is The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger. Lisa Schneckenberger was this charming little lady who showed up at one of our weeks and first started on a weekend, then came on a week. She played fiddle and did a beautiful job. And I didn't even know she sang until later in the week she started singing. And then I got recordings of her. So this is Lisa singing The Irish Girl. And she's not playing the fiddle with a bow. She's plucking it, which gives it a unique sound. Here is Lisa Schneckenberger with The Irish Girl.
As I roved out one evening down by the riverside, looking all around me, an Irish girl I spied. So red and rosy were her cheeks, and yellow was her hair, and costly were the robes of gold my Irish girl did wear. The first time that I saw my love, I was sick and feeling bad. All that I could ask of her was that she might tie my head. I asked her if one as bad as me could ever mind again. For love is a sword, is sorter. Did you ever feel pain? Let the wind blow high and low, boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My love, she'll not come near me for all the moan I make. Neither will she pity me, though my poor heart should break. But if I were of noble blood and she of lower degree, she'd hear my lamentation. Pity me. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My only love is fairer than the lilies that do grow. She has a voice that's clearer than any wind that blows. She's the promise of this country, like Venus in the air. So let her go wherever she will, she's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, if the seas run mountains high. It is a seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. And if I were a butterfly, I'd light on my love's breast. If I were a linnet, I'd sing my love to rest. But if I were some nightingale, I'd sing till morning came. For once I loved an Irish girl, she's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by.
That was The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger. One of the most popular performers and song leaders on our weekends was a woman named Helen Bonchek Schneier from the Washington, D.C. area. And she sang mostly gospel songs, though she was Jewish, had just this fantastic voice for leading us. And I learned some of her songs. I learned this song and tried to perform it just like her. And I must have been doing a good job, because one time when I sang it, afterwards someone from the audience came up and said, "Did Helen Schneier learn that from you?" I guess I'm doing a good job of imitating Helen Schneier. This is the Wayworn Traveler, also known as Palms of Victory. Great chorus song.
I saw the wayworn traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden, his strength was almost gone, but he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
The summer sun was shining, the sweat was on his brow, his garments torn and dusty, his steps were very slow. But he kept pressing onward, for he was wending home, still shouting as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
The songsters in the arbor that stood along the way attracted his attention, inviting his delay. His watchword being onward, he stopped his ears and ran, still shouting as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
I saw him in the evening, the sun was bending low, he'd overtopped the mountain and reached the vale below. He saw that holy city, his everlasting home, and shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
While gazing on that city across the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions across the raging flood, and joined him in his triumph, deliverance had come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
I heard that song of triumph upon the other shore, crying, Jesus has redeemed us to suffer nevermore. And casting his eyes backwards on the race that he had run, he shouted aloud, Hosanna, deliverance has come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
That was Helen Schneier singing The Wayworn Traveler. Well, as you know, this is a Wombat Set Music, and a wombat is something strange I throw in. So this qualifies as a double wombat. It's my wife. We went together to one of these folk music weeks up at the Pine Woods Camp in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And during the show, Phyllis sang Summertime. She hadn't sung much in public and she got two of the best musicians in the camp that week to play with her. And they did a good job too. And Phyllis sang her version of Summertime. Phyllis Hale with Summertime, and she got a good round of applause for that, too. Next up is Jan Mayer. Jan had probably one of the best female voices in the club, bar none. And this is an example. Of course, as usual, it's the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus singing along with her, and almost drowned her out, but nobody's going to drown out Jan Mayer. So this is The Water Is Wide, sung with the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus and led by Jan Mayer.
Oh.
Water is Wide by Jan Mayer. At the end of each week, and at the end of each weekend, there was a campers concert where anyone can get up and lead a song. And a lot of the songs I played for you today are from the campers concert. Sometimes it's a big surprise. Here's an example. A woman I didn't know got up and led this song. It's a love song, and you have to listen closely to catch the words, but it's just a terribly gentle, wonderful little song. This is, I call it, a love song.
Came into the ballroom, just a crazy old man. His eyes seemed to blaze in the light. Just some old hawker, to judge by his rags, coming from the cold of the night. The whole room was dancing, they paid him no mind, as he went to the bar and said, please be so kind. And the music kept playing in the back of his mind. Don't tell him what a love song will do. As the queen of the ballroom sang a favorite song, he stood with a glass in his hand. He was weary of living days of his life, and tonight was the last he could stand. He shut out the future, he shut out the past, and even the present was running out fast. As the queen of the ball said, make this the last. No telling what a love song will do. And she started to sing for the very last time. He trembled as he stood there alone. And the pain he'd been holding inside for so long just fell from his heart and was gone. It was only a love song, simple and clear, but he bowed as he bent him with every last tear. He cried from relief, he cried half from fear. No telling what a love song will do.
A love song. One night when we were all standing around late just singing, somebody started this song. I'd never heard it before sung like this, and different people in the room knew different verses, and they just kept adding to it. This thing went on for, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes. I finally turned my recorder on and started recording part of it, and I'll just play you part of it. It was the silliest thing. It's called Mary Had a Little Lamb, And you'll see how silly it is as people started adding verses as it went along. And I guess I should add, I loved it.
Can you keep going with that?
Laugh and play, may the children laugh and play, is he a lamb in school? Hurrah for Mary, hurrah for the lamb, hurrah for the Indian boys who did not give a damn. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Mary went to school one day,
it followed her to school one day, which was against the rules.
And when the teachers took it out, tossed it out, when the teacher threw it out, against the wall.
Ha!
I hated to cut that off. There's another 3 minutes of Mary Little Lamb nonsense. Maybe I'll play it next week. But it's time to end the show. And you're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And now it's time to end the show by doing our weekly audience participation time. This is where I ask you to join me in making this show. And it's time now. So, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.